Okay, we're picking up the Daily Halacha. This Daily Halacha is very important to listen to before Shabbos, as we're going to see. Because there is, besides the Isser to actually do laundry, based on the Gemara, there is another Isser. The Gemara says, Shalach Rav Yitzchak Bar Gurya Mishmid Rabbi Yochanan, Alpha Bishamra Klei Pishtan, Ein Bay Mishum Ge, a certain type of clothing is not going to be a problem of laundering. However, you're not allowed to wear them. That's the Gemara in Tanis of Testament Beis. The Gemara tells us there is an Isser over there to wear freshly laundered clothing on Shavuot Shechalbam. And the Rishonim bring this down the Halacha, the Ramban, the Rush, the Ritva, they all quote this to Halacha, that it is Usser to wear clean clothing on Shavuot Shechalbam Tisha B'Av. And that is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Tavkuf Nanal, the simon that we've been discussing all the time, Seif Gimel, he quotes that So the Rama says, so to wear freshly laundered clothing is going to be usher for the Ashkenazim based on the minhag that we had for to do laundry. Same thing with wearing clean clothing is also going to be from Rosh Chodesh, from and Adv Bechal, including Rosh Chodesh. So it's very fascinating. There's another halacha that's brought over here. The Rishonim bring down that it's not just wearing clean clothing, rather it's even going to be on your towels of your hand towels, face towels, and body towels that you use for the bath and shower. Those are also going to be included, and even to use a freshly tablecloth, a fresh clean tablecloth, is also included in the Rishonim in the Isser. So this is a fascinating thing that this is all quoted in the Isser. And La'alacha, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Bein labosh bein latzeh behem mita, v'afilu matpechos adayim v'ashulchan asr. He quotes that even the hand towels for the Shulchan are going to be asr. Even dish towels, even hand dish towels, maybe, I don't know, dish towels maybe more to be equal, but definitely the hand towels and other towels that you use for the bath, that should certainly be asr. And that is how the Achronim point out. And the River of Ephraim, Talmud of Rav Moshe, he says that many Rabbanim are trying to be mastic to why people are not makbar on this. Befer Shalach and Shulchan Aruch. And also the Chuvas Van Hagos. The Minhag Olam is not to be makbar, but they don't know why. They're saying this is Halacha Shulchan Aruch. So if you can, you should try to be careful with regards to these freshly laundered clothing, freshly laundered towels as well during this period of the 9 days. Now, when it comes to your socks, your underwear and your undershirts, so that, according to many post-game, you can be make able to wear them even freshly laundered. Not, we'll discuss doing the laundry probably tomorrow, I don't know if we'll get to it today, but for those things and for ketanim. But with regards to wear these clothing that are clean, it's brought down in the name of Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Sefer Kitzur Hilchos Bein HaMetzarim, that even though these are things that are going to be freshly laundered, since they're touching our guf, that's his lashon, and you need it. It's not considered like the whole thing is like you have a simcha of wearing freshly laundered clothing. You don't have that by wearing clean socks and wearing underwear and undershirts. And the same thing with Tzitz Eliezer. He writes in Yud Gimel Samech Aleph, he writes everything called Big Day Zeah, something which is used to absorb your sweat. The only reason is to wear it to absorb your sweat. It's not, again, a new thing, and not changing them would cause a major tsar. He thinks you can wear them. And same thing quoted in the name of Halichos Shlomo and Rav Shlomo Zalman, that Big Day Zeah, you do not have to be machmir on. However, and quoted by Rosh Hashanah is a little more, that maybe has to smell a little bit, but it's quoted in the Sefer, the Ben Yishchai, and also the Rav Nissim Karelitz. They both think that these you have to be makbid on, that you have to be makbid on wearing undergarments freshly laundered as well. So what do we do? Is there an Eitza, Bizman Hazeh? Is there anything that we could do? So when it comes to Hilchos Avelos, we find out in the Rishonim Achronim that an Avel, if he has tzar or whatever, he doesn't want to wear the same beged the whole time, he's allowed to wear a beged of his that was worn by someone else. So the poskim extend that halacha to the same thing by the 9 days. And that's even recommended if a person is not going to be able to keep this halacha by wearing one shirt all week. So the Achronim quote this halacha that if you wear them for a zman katzar, we're going to discuss the moment how long it has to be, before, and they're not freshly laundered anymore, then that would not be considered wearing freshly laundered clothing. And then you would be allowed to wear them during the 9 days. That's why I mentioned it's so important, because a person has to already on Friday, tomorrow, you have to already do this. You have to already start preparing all the clothing that you're going to want to wear, the shirts and the pants, and then if you're machmir for Nissa Karela, it seems to be there's a lot of room to make, not on a big day, yeah, but if you're going to be machmir for that other sheet, then all those clothing, you have to start already getting them ready tomorrow on Friday. And this is quoted by many, many achronim. And the question is just really how long it has to be worn for. So Rav Yoshev is quoted as saying that the shir is a man that you can feel that it is not freshly laundered. And he said, Mistama, and according to the Sefer Karalei Moed, Perek Tal Rozayin, he said, Mistama, around a half hour would be enough. Others are more makbid for an hour. Rav Shlomo Zalman said that there's no shir, because what is the shear? The shear is for you to not feel that it's freshly laundered anymore. So what is that? How long is that? I don't know. It depends on the person. For me, it could be 5 minutes. For you, it could be 45 minutes. For some person, it could be 2 hours. So it really depends on the person how long they wouldn't feel. He says it's not fair to give a proper agdara for each person, because it's not fair. Each person has to not feel freshly laundered. It would depend on the person. That's how Rav Shlomo Zalman understood. But it is reported that Rav Shlomo Zalman was not happy in terms of taking 8 shirts for the next 5 days. So you can just machlef like it's a regular time. He said that's not in the spirit of the halacha. The halacha is you're supposed to be margish the fact that you're a tzar, that we're in a velas for the Chorban Beis Hamikdash. So for sure, if you can't handle one, whatever, but maybe do like, let's say, 1 or 2 shirts less. I'm just giving my own etzah now. That he doesn't say this explicitly, but it's just something that you should still feel the avila. So if you're afraid it'll get stained, so wear a few more shirts beforehand tomorrow on Friday and prepare them so that you, and if you don't, but if you don't need them because they're not stained, they're just a little bit more sweaty, whatever the other, not as clean as you would like them, but they're not unpresentable, then for sure, I would just recommend that you would wear that same shirt just to feel the tsar of the churban a little bit more. But al pi ikar din for sure, if a person wears them, you could even wear 20 shirts, and that would, and if as long as it's a long enough time that it doesn't seem and feel for you laundered, that would be halakhically permissible. Now, what happens if I forgot to do that? Is there any other etzah? It's already the 9 days. We'll talk about Shabbos in a moment, but before Shabbos, is there anything I could do while it's already the 9 days? Next Sunday or Monday, I realize, oh my gosh, I'm missing shirts, I'm missing pants, what can I do? So another etzah is that maybe I could throw them on the floor. If I throw them on the floor and wrinkle them to the fact where they're no longer considered clean, the Minchas Yitzchak suggests, by Avelos, he says, maybe if there's an istin, a person who's not able to and he needs to, then if he throws them on the karka for an hour and he throws them around, he thinks that maybe that would be mutter. And the same thing, Tisha B'Av, the week of Shulah Shechabo, he thinks maybe that could be mutter. And the same thing with Shuvas and Agaros, Chelakei Kufayin, Rav Sternbach, he says that he thinks that you should throw them on the ground and then wrinkle them up so that they're not considered clean. However, not everybody was in favor of that. The Or LeZion, and they say in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman, that he doesn't think that throwing them on the ground is good. He doesn't think that is a valid etzah. So according to him, you're a lot more stuck. I don't know. You'd have to consult your Rav what to do if you don't rely on Rav Shlomo Zalman. So now, what if I'm also stuck and now it's Shabbos? So let's say you forgot to do it tomorrow, but Friday Shabbos, it's starting the 9 days. Yes, but it's Shabbos, so there is no avilas. We hold there's no avilas in Shabbos. So can I specifically wear more shirts, or let's say a machmir for big dezeh, like Rav Nissim Karelitz, so more socks, more underwear than I normally would? So the post can bring down that you shouldn't do an atzura where it's clearly hachada. So you can't like wear an hour before Shabbos is over like 4 new shirts. But Rav Shlomo Zalman was matir to by Friday night wear 1 shirt and then Shabbos morning wear another shirt, and then and then other posts can bring down. Let's say you take a nap, so take a nap and then wear a 3rd shirt, so you can have 3 new shirts for the next week. But more than that, where it's clearly nikkur that it's for the rest of the week, that might be major issues of hachana. So that would be a problem of achana. So that's what you should do. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll get up to more of the lachos of laundering for kids, laundering for big day zeh, Be'ez Hashem, and hopefully we'll get to more of the lachos, and we'll be able to get through the more lachos in 9 days, Be'ez Hashem, next week. Have a great day.